The case Gnome versus El Ocho Lotto could have serious consequences for refugees fleeing to the United States. It centers on a practice called metering, in which border officials claim the right to turn away asylum seekers who arrive at official ports of entry on the basis that they are at capacity. Asylum seekers turned away by metering were often left on the other side of the border without safeguards or a timeline for when their asylum application would be processed. Nicole Elizabeth Ramos is the Border Rights Project Director at El Ocho Lotto, an immigrant rights group and one of the plaintiffs in the case. She said that federal law regarding asylum seekers is clear.
The right to seek asylum is not a policy preference or a loophole, as conservative pundits would have Americans believe. It is a legal right and a moral commitment forged in the aftermath of the Holocaust. And this case asks whether that right still has the force under law or whether a president can effectively erase it through unchecked executive action, shutting the door on thousands of people who are simply asking for the chance to save their lives.
First introduced as an informal policy in 2016 under the Obama administration during a surge of Haitian refugees, metering was formalized in a memorandum in 2018 during the first Trump administration. El Ocho Lotto and 13 asylum seekers sued in federal court in California, arguing the metering policy violated federal administrative law. A federal district court ruled in 2021 that the government violated its statutory duties by turning back asylum seekers without inspecting and processing them. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals largely affirmed that ruling in October of 2024. Melissa Crowe is director of litigation at the Center for Gender and Refugee Studies and a co-counsel in the case. She said that it was frustrating to have to deal with what had appeared to be settled law.
After President Trump came back into office, his administration decided to ask the Supreme Court to overturn the Ninth Circuit's decision. We, of course, argued that there was no reason to do this because the turnback policy had been defunct for years, and we had a whole new set of illegal border policies to contend with. But in November of last year, the Supreme Court granted cert anyway.
The Trump administration argues U.S. laws generally apply only within the country's borders. The Justice Department likened the situation to a running back stopped at the one-yard line, arguing such a person has not yet arrived in the end zone for a touchdown. The Constitutional Accountability Center, which filed an amicus brief supporting the plaintiffs, countered that the case involves interactions between border officials on U.S. soil and asylum seekers at ports of entry, clearly subject to U.S. authority and control. Reverend Dr. Liz Theo Harris is executive director at the Kairos Center for Religions, Rights, and Social Justice, which led 31 faith organizations on an amicus brief for the case in support of asylum seekers.
Stopping outsiders at our border, preventing them from lawfully seeking asylum, is contrary to our civilization's long-standing understanding of asylum. It's antithetical to asylum's understood role in any moral democratic society. As the many faiths practiced by this country's residents teaches, a society that does not protect the least among us is a failed society.
The Supreme Court will hear oral arguments March 24th. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.